It's Helping Hand, weekly feature every Friday afternoon. Helping Hand puts a spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to the disabled and others among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence, and this week we're learning about a benefit in the fight against cancer. Practically everyone knows someone who has passed from cancer, beaten cancer, or is fighting it right now. It's that kind of plague around the world. And today we're learning how we can support the American Cancer Society. And this is an event that has history in the islands. And it's the latest version of the Hope Gala. And it's Hope Gala Honolulu Midnight in Honolulu is the theme this year. It is Saturday, May 6th, 5:30 to 9 p.m. The modern Honolulu Hotel in Waikiki in Honolulu. And we're privileged to learn a lot more about it and about the mission of the American Cancer Society and ways they can help out folks in need. We've got a great guest, Senior Market Manager from the American Cancer Society, Lani Almanza. Lani, aloha and welcome to HPR.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
You are quite welcome. So glad to have you here and to do what we can to lend a hand in this one. Before we get into the event, as for what you guys offer for those battling cancer, their loved ones, medical professionals, American Cancer Society is one of those just gigantic names. You hear it all the time. It's one I think a lot of us who haven't had to deal with it are hopeful we never have to call for the services, but so many folks do, and there's probably a lot of different ways that you help out people. So first, if you can, talk about some of the services and programs that are most utilized that you guys offer.
ACS is one of the most trusted cancer organizations. We've been around for over 100 years. And one of our most needed services and most requested services is for transportation across the nation. And we have a program called Road to Recovery, which is volunteer-driven. Volunteers offer their time, their gas, and their car to drive patients to and from treatment. A lot of times patients think that they can manage that on their own and get into their treatment and realize that they need that extra support. So we are always looking for volunteer drivers. Along with that, we have just opened last November our Hope Lodge here in Hawaii, which is a 20-room facility that offers free lodging for cancer patients primarily from our neighbor islands.
Pause. Boom. Stay here. Keep going.
And they can come and stay for free because we know that along with air transportation, finding lodging while you're here for treatment, especially if it's an extended period of time, can really put a burden on families, patients, and caregivers.
That is primarily then for people who are not in the Honolulu area?
Correct. But we are available to patients on Oahu. If there's availability, anyone who lives 40 miles distance from their treatment center or more than a two-hour drive. And we know with traffic on Oahu, that's not hard to imagine.
Right. And that basically, and the idea of the Hope Lodge basically is, so I know for myself, it's more to make it so that people who need to get treatment are closer to where they're going to get treatment so that they don't have like a laborious commute to it, whether it's from another island or from 40 miles beyond it.
Right. So that they're closer. We have transportation provided from Hope Lodge to wherever they need, wherever they're receiving treatment. So it's central. It's on Vineyard Street in Honolulu, 251 Vineyard Street. So very close to Queens, but we service all the major cancer centers, Straub, Palimomi, Tripler, Kaiser, anywhere a patient is getting treatment on Oahu.
So in some ways, it's not intended just for children, but I'm thinking of like, I'm having the Ronald McDonald House, or I just had them on the program. So it's something like similar.
Kind of similar idea, and ours is specifically for adults.
Right, exactly. That's what I was differentiating. Well, that's and Arthur, when we had him on, had talked about that. And I have had Road to Recovery on separately, actually, on the program. So fantastic service. And you paint it well. I couldn't imagine having to go through that and then get yourself into a car. And I get it.
Yeah, we've had one story in particular, a patient from just on Oahu from the North Shore tried having friends help her out. That lasted about a week because it was a long commute. Tried getting other services like handy van or a cab. A cab would have cost her over $130 round trip. And so she was starting to miss her appointments. And once you start to miss your chemo or a radiation protocol, it really can set you back in your progress towards getting well.
Yeah, no, those are critical appointments. And why wouldn't the handy van?
Handy van didn't go out as far as where she lived on the North Shore.
Okay, that was what it was. It wasn't a reliability issue with that. Could be. Who knows what it is. I get you. Well, it's an invaluable service that you guys offer. On the other end of that, so those are some of the most utilized things that you guys have. There may be some areas of support or assistance that you offer that don't get a lot of exposure and that you may think, and I could be wrong, but you may think, I wish people knew about this that we offered, or there are some things that we do that people don't always realize we have available to them, which could be an invaluable resource both for a patient battling cancer or their loved one. Are there those that you can shine a light on?
Two that come to mind right away is our cancer.org website, which has a plethora of resources for patients, survivors, caregivers, anybody that wants any information about cancer. And it's a trusted website. Because if you do a web search, internet search for cancer, you're going to get tens of thousands of websites that you may not know where that information is coming from. And then the other one is our 24-hour, 7 days a week, 365 1-800 number, 1-800-227-2345. And actually, when I was a caregiver with my son about 12 years ago, that was the website and the 1-800 number were places that if I had questions at 3 a.m, there was someone there that could answer those questions for me. I didn't have to wake up my family or worry about trying to remember the questions for the next day and find out the answers. There's always someone there to support you. And we've got experts, nursing, oncology nurses that can answer questions. We've got a health insurance team that, if you have questions about your insurance, patient services team that can help direct you to specific services, and not just services that ACS provides, but those that are in the community as well.
So if you're a patient and you're having, or a loved one, you're having a really difficult moment at any time, there's a person there live.
Yes.
And they are familiar with the local reach. They can direct a person. So whether you're calling from Nebraska, Boston, or somewhere in Hawaii, they can dial in on whatever services may be available for you there. And plus, some of this information is universal in terms of dealing with the crisis. And that where does the phone, where, not that it's important, but where is the call center based?
The call center is based in Austin, Texas. But we have had patients tell us that they have communicated with someone there for over 2 years and not realized that they weren't local in their community.
Sure. No, I have no doubt. And that's a great spot because it's sort of right in the middle of the country when you look at the map. And well, that's a great resource, a huge one. And we'll have that contact information, obviously, on our website with this Helping Hand feature. And we'll mention it again at the end. In addition to the Hope Gala, which we're about to hear about, what else or where else does the American Cancer Society get funding?
So we are the largest nonprofit that does not receive any governmental funding. All of our funding comes from our communities and donors. Actually, we call them investors. Our couple of our large-scale events are the events that you will probably recognize are Relay for Life, which is now a global movement in over 20 countries around the world. Over 5,000 communities in the United States. And then we also have our Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, which traditionally happens in the month of October when everything's pink, but there are some that happen, some of them happen around Mother's Day. And then our distinguished events are our gala events.
Like this one, it's happening on May 6th at the Modern Honolulu in Waikiki. It is 5:30 to 9, and this year's theme, Midnight in Honolulu.
Yeah, so this is our fifth annual. We started with a Midnight in theme with Midnight in Paris for our first one. We've traveled to then Tokyo, Miami, New Orleans, and now we feel it's time to bring it back home to Honolulu. So we're looking to feature, this is a new venue as well, so we're excited about that opportunity to grow the event. We had outgrown our previous venue, so that's good news. And we're looking to feature local cuisine, local entertainers. We haven't got those signed, sealed, and delivered yet, so I will share those as soon as I know with you. And also local artisans for our auction. We're really looking at made in Hawaii, people to help donate their items for our auctions.
So tickets for this are, and I was taking a look at the website, which is, if you wanted to watch along, if you have that capability, if you're not driving right at the moment, it's hopegalahonolulu.org, where you can learn a lot more about the event. And that's where I discovered that tickets are $300 each. So a couple, it's $600. And then are there packages for folks who like to go in larger gatherings?
Yes. So we have, let me just double check here. Sure. So I make sure I get all the names right. They have special names, of course. Let's see. So starting at the lowest level, after an individual ticket, would be an individual table, which is $3,000. Then we go up to the Tantalus package, where you start to receive a little bit more of the benefits. So that's $5,000.
Real quick, so $3,000 for a table. How many people is that?
10. Every table is for 10.
Okay.
Yeah. So then we all go all the way up to our presenting sponsor, which is an exclusive opportunity, the Diamond Head package at $20,000.
And so if somebody listening out there has been deeply touched by cancer and wanted to give $20,000, that would mean they're bringing
10 guests.
10 guests.
Yep.
And what makes that different, besides them being just hugely philanthropic and earning so much respect from me, at least?
A lot of benefits that are exclusive to this particular opportunity. So recognition as the presenting sponsor on all of our event collateral, websites, their logo at every opportunity. They can have a feature during our program, mentioned by our auctioneer. They'll have special signage at the event, special placement in our event program, special gift bags, and recognition for their guests.
That's pretty cool. There's a cocktail reception, and then a silent auction starts at 5:30. Then later there is a live auction. You mentioned it briefly, but explain how the auctions work, and thinking about really folks who are driving home right now who have a lot of resources and are driving home to a big, beautiful house that they own and have so much to be grateful for in their lives. Could you use donations for auction items? And for folks listening, what can put the word out of what can be provided for you guys?
Right. We would love to have unique items for our auctions. Things that have gone really well in the past are hand-carved woodworking. We've had some exquisite bowls, and things go quite well in our events. Artwork is another one. Exclusive or, sort of that local artist touch. Let's see, what else? Jewelry is always a great one.
Let me just step in and say, what if there's a guy driving? I'm just throwing stuff out there, and you shout me down if I have it wrong, because I'm only just trying to help. But guy driving, owns a car dealership. You know what? I'll give him a car. Would you take it?
There are some particular things that we would have to work out legally for taking cars, but we'll have that conversation for sure.
Okay.
Give me a call.
Trips? Tickets to another
Absolutely,
island?
Yeah. Right now, we already have Alaska Airlines donating 2 round-trip tickets. Mm. So anybody else that wants to jump on board, or a hotel that might have a location on the mainland where Alaska flies to, we could put that together for a great package.
Okay. So basically, anybody who has access to a really nice item of some kind that we haven't mentioned, you'd love to hear from them and try to figure out a way to possibly include that.
Absolutely.
Because it doesn't, while it's very nice to have some art and stuff, there are other ways that you would be interested in trying to buttress your auction potential. And so anybody who's got some nice stuff that maybe they can't make it to the auction, maybe they don't have cash or something, but they have items to give you, you really do want to hear from them. And that's
right.
Both for the live and the, because there's two auctions. So
right.
There's the silent auction first, then a live auction later.
Right.
And they're both separate with separate items.
Right.
Okay. Making sure I have, I'm painting a picture in my mind too. So
yeah,
I
so usually the bigger ticket items we have for the live auction. So the trips, and we've had especially handmade surfboards, chefs that offer to come to people's homes.
Great idea.
Yeah, that was a big seller last year.
That's huge. That's really cool. That's very personal, kind of like the art in its own way.
Yeah.
And then you guys put these items up and people bid on them, and then all that dough that comes in on bidding for them is going to go towards helping people who are battling cancer.
Absolutely. So every dollar raised at any of our events or for the organization goes to help every person in our community that's affected by cancer.
It's huge. So there's a lot of ways that people can help on that end. Honorary recognition that will take place there too, just to give credit for folks, I'm assuming, who have already laid down quite a bit of effort or funding to try to help you in this battle.
Yes, we do have something called the Beacon Award. Mm. We haven't finalized our awardee for this year. Last year it went to Queens Medical Center for their partnership with all that we do, but particularly for their support of Hope Lodge in getting that finally open.
Sure. No, that's an invaluable place that is. So kind of like the road to recovery. It's assisting in a crucial area of getting your treatment,
yeah.
Basically, is what that is. And the Hope Lodge presentation that will occur at the event?
It's actually called our restricted gift ask. So we take a special time to do a special ask or donation request. And this year, we'll go to support our Hope Lodge operations.
So that's people who you'll talk about it at the event and remind people what the Hope Lodge is. And then you'll say, it's such a great thing, but the other part of it is we need it to continue. And this is for the maintenance of it, the upgrade, the...
Absolutely.
Do I have
yeah.
it right?
Yep. So basically, it costs an average of about $75 per night for us to host a patient and their caregiver. So we'll be looking at donations in that sort of range of, you know, would you like to support a patient for a month, 2 weeks?
And that's how you'll set it up for people. You'll tell them what it costs,
yep.
And you'll see how they can help defray those bills.
Absolutely.
That's huge. We've talked about ways people can obviously buy tickets and attend, come with a friend, come with a whole bunch of people, do it in the name of your company, do it in the name of someone you love. Who's no longer here or who's in a struggle or who is helping someone in a struggle. A lot of ways to honor someone yourself by hosting your own little group at this event, by buying tickets. Then you can also support them by donating items for this auction, as we talked about. And there's a wide range of items they're going to be willing to talk to you about and be very grateful to take on, which can then generate a whole bunch of money to help people who are fighting cancer. How about, we have not talked about, are there opportunities... And it doesn't, in addition to, there could be opportunities to volunteer at this event, but throughout the year, volunteering to help out the American Cancer Society.
I am so glad you asked that question. We have lots of volunteer opportunities, so particularly in our events, things like Making Strides, which is a one-time big walk. We need about 500 volunteers for that event in October. Our relays are always looking for people that want to be part of the planning committee, or just volunteer to help on that day. certainly with our programs, so Road to Recovery, we also have a program called Look Good, Feel Better, which is a partnership with cosmetologists.
Yep.
So that's a great one to volunteer. Hope Lodge is looking for volunteers to help in a variety of different ways.
And that Look Good, say that one again.
Look Good, Feel Better.
Right. And this is for women who are going through cancer and suffering from the effects of the treatment. And this is to help people feel more bolstered psychologically by way of nice cosmetics and other accoutrements that will help to make up for the hard road that it is to deal with this thing.
They get a really nice package of skincare and cosmetics. Along with the professional training from a licensed cosmetologist.
It's a lot of good things you guys do. Some really humbling stuff. What else about the mission or the event do we need to add that I haven't put in there yet?
I would just like to let everybody know that we have updated our mission statement. It used to be quite a lengthy run-on sentence that was kind of hard for people to remember, so we've simplified it to simply... Our mission is to save lives, celebrate lives, and lead the fight for a world without cancer. Easy to remember.
Yeah, it is. Big fight, though.
It is.
Huge, huge fight.
But we're winning. We are winning.
Are we?
We are. We're making great progress. The advancements in research and availability of getting that research to the patients faster is really one of our big goals.
And cancer is such a big word, too. It's not one thing. I mean, there's
right.
so...
It's not just one disease.
It's so many.
Yeah.
So many things. And sometimes even... And I don't doubt that you're making progress. Don't take my my tone as a sign of any... It's just you meet some people and... like I had a friend of a friend and she I think it was pancreatic cancer. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure which. Maybe it had been in her liver and then spread. And she went to Mexico, spent a ton of dough, and felt like she got really incredible treatment and care and stuff. And the whole time I wasn't poo-pooing on it at all, but just in my mind, I don't know whether it's just ever since my mom died, if I'm very skeptical about things or... Sometimes, and I just thought, man, I hope this woman, I pray that she gets through this thing.
Yeah.
But I had this feeling it wouldn't, and she just passed a couple of days ago. Yeah. So it's just like, you know, another friend who has guided me through some really tough stuff in the last several years, and he, just, his father, just, you know, liver cancer, year to live, all this chemo. So you just, sometimes you feel like these advancements you hear about seem out of reach for the average person. But, I mean, on the flip side, I have a couple other people real close who had cancer and beat it in both cases.
Yeah, sometimes it's hard not to be skeptical when we're faced with it, with friends and family. But we're kind of at the apex where, while we're learning more and more, and it's seems to be more prevalent, we're also at the point of the research advancing faster and faster so that we can attack those things and provide targeted therapies and targeted treatment. To directly impact those specific cancers. So really putting money towards cancer research is a great investment so that we can kind of get ahead of the train.
And that's not just putting money towards, what do they call it? The companies that make the drugs.
The pharmaceuticals.
Right. It's not just putting money towards pharmaceuticals to develop it. Because there's other approaches.
Right. So what ACS does is we really look at innovative new research that has the potential to have a great impact. Maybe someone is doing breast cancer research, but the research that they're doing could possibly impact other cancers. Mm. So we're really looking for those researchers, and we look at primarily young new researchers who need that initial push for this innovative funding or for innovative research to keep that research going. My particular research story is my son passed away from medulloblastoma, which is a type of brain cancer. And the year after he passed, I found out that research for his type of cancer was sitting on what's called the pay if list, meaning it was waiting for funding. It wasn't until 10 years later that that research had fallen off the list. And it was 10 years later that somebody had come back with a new type of research for that particular type of brain cancer that actually got funded by ACS. So I know that, you know, the impact of research can save lives.
No, you have a strong personal connection to it. Is that what drives some of the people doing the research too, the doctors and stuff? I mean, they're in such a unique spot. I mean, it's like...
Some of them is a very personal connection, and others, it's just... That's the direction that they've decided to commit their medical profession to.
It's always incredible people who try to help others because the world has so much bad stuff going on so many levels. But the flip side is there are so many people trying to do good things.
Yeah.
And it's always, I'm always curious, like, what drives them to do it in a world agreed to roll up your sleeves to try to help out people in need? It's maybe even more something to admire in people. HopeGalaHonolulu.org is how you can learn about this very special event that's happening on May 6th in Honolulu and Waikiki at the Modern Hotel. Maybe you haven't checked out the Modern. They did a lot of renovation on that place to get it up and running several years ago, and it's worth just checking it out on that level, not to mention you're going to have a real special evening and can rally people in your life to come with you on a variety of levels. If it's a small event, you just want to come by yourself, a friend, you could do it with your company, do it with a group of people, do it to honor somebody who's no longer here and you just want to show them that they're on your mind. They'll probably be there with you and watching. you just may not know it. You can go to hopegalahonolulu.org to learn about the event and use the contact page to email regarding it if you have questions or you would like to participate via making a donation, both cash in advance or if you wanted to donate items for their auction, as we were talking about. You can call the local office, 808-595-7500. For more on the American Cancer Society and their 24/7 cancer helpline, which we were talking about, which can be quite a resource for people in need, both people suffering from cancer and their loved ones. Cancer.org is their web address, and then that 24-hour line, staffed by a person, 24/7, 1-800-227-2345. 800-227-2345. All this contact information, the full radio interview, the radio feature, and all of our other Helping Hand segments archived at hawaiipublicradio.org. Just look for Helping Hand under the pull-down news menu. Lonnie Almanza is the senior market manager for the American Cancer Society. Am I pronouncing your last name correctly?
You are.
It is a great pleasure to try to support you guys. Super humbling experience, no question. And thanks for what you're doing and for using your experiences to try to help other people in need. I admire you for it.
Thanks, Dave.